Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruti, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, how much better was, you know, week two of practice of the season once you get video of guys that are actually in games and you're able to show what they did and how you want them to do it?
Well, I think the biggest thing, Schultz, this week is it allowed us to talk and to continue to teach, show the guys how we want them to play, talk about how we want them to play. But our practices were just – we just had a decent week. We were very good on Wednesday. I should say Wednesday was a good practice. Yesterday wasn't bad. Monday and Tuesday we were a little – you know, we were a little out there. But, again, I think it has a lot to do with that trip.
If that trip were in the middle of the season, would you practice on Monday?
Not a chance. Not a chance. And there's a good chance we wouldn't have even this past Monday, but we got home at 11:30, so that allowed that to happen. I mean, I just thought, again, the weather's good. We got home early, and again, all we did is go 40 minutes. We just went, we split, and we had small games. It wasn't anything more than getting on the ice and blowing a little carbon. So I don't know if that's a practice. I think more importantly, that was just part of our workout. It was, and our guys needed to lift that day, so that's all part of that. It was all part of the workout, and I think that was a good move.
How much stuff have you wanted to get worked on in practice that you just haven't had time yet?
Well, there's things. There's always things that it takes. There's always things you put off, and you prioritize, and you know, and whatever you prioritize, you show video and you work on it. And there's certain things that just takes a while.
Safe to say, power play penalty kill, that's worked on from day one. But you know, 6-on-4 maybe isn't until maybe this week, next week. You know, some of those things that maybe happen once every 3, 4, 5 games. Those are the ones that wait, right?
It is, Schultz. And, you know, we probably should do it more often than we do, but it's easy to blow off. We do so much on video now. I used to practice every Thursday 6-on-5 and 5-on-6. Every Thursday I did it. And but now we don't go as long. I mean, that's when we went for maybe an hour and a half on a Thursday, and we would go 2 hours during the week. Now, again, we don't ever go. We never go more than 80 minutes, and you know, because we do so much video. It's just the way the game is, the way the game is played has changed, but how you teach the game has changed, and a lot of it's no different than how kids are being taught in school.
You've got 10 newcomers that it's going to take them some time to get used to your practices, but they're an older group by and large. Does that help?
For sure. They've assimilated well, and I honestly, we're they're battle-tested, and those guys, they got good practice habits, and it has not been a big adjustment whatsoever.
You got a lot of guys into the lineup last weekend. I'm assuming that's the goal again for this weekend, too. You don't always get the opportunity to do that. How important is it early on to get everybody in and see what they're doing?
Well, it's very important, especially with this team, because there's a lot of parity. I mean, that there's not a lot of difference between players, and you know, we want guys to get experience. We need guys guys to compete with each other for positions. They're playing for their spots right now, and it's a good problem to have.
More with Coach Cerruti when we come back. Corner of our pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerruti. Tommy had 20 players get in the scoring column last week. Obviously, you score a bunch of goals, it's going to happen. But to get production from virtually top to bottom of the lineup, how much comfort does that give a coach that, you know, this team's going to be able to score some goals and we should be in a lot of games?
I don't know. I don't think that way, Schultz. And who knows? It was one weekend, and, you know, we'll see what happens. I don't want to put the cart before the horse right now. We've got some tough games, and who knows if we can do that again. We're not going to put 14 up again. I mean, that's not going to happen. But, I mean, at the end of the day, are we going to score more goals than last year? We'll find out. I mean, I hope we will. I can see that we're going to, but we also got to keep pucks out of our net. So there's a lot of things that play into it.
It's a good start. That's all that you can hope for in week one, right?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. And that's all you can hope for. But you also realize, too, it's a long season, and sometimes things go your way and sometimes they don't, and you just got to make sure, too, that I don't like using the word process all the time, but you do got to stick to the process, and there's a process, and the process is just playing the game the way you're supposed to play it, and if you play the game the way you're supposed to play it, good things will happen.
I realize the sample size is extremely small here, but for Ferris to go and beat Western last night, and there were some good things with the league last week in non-conference. Again, a good start for the league, isn't it?
Absolutely. League stood tall last week.
How important is that? Big picture, you know, down the stretch, every single one of these non-conference games is crucial come who's playing yet in March.
Yeah, it's important, and there's no question. And, you know, hopefully as a league that, you know, we'll be over 500. That's the goal. And we've got a tough schedule. We play a lot of Big Ten teams, a lot of NCHC teams, but we'll see what happens right there. Right now, again, all I'm consumed about is the Bemidji State Beavers.
The NCAA changed. They're no longer going with the pairwise. I'll admit this wasn't big on my radar throughout the course of the offseason, but how long has this been a thing amongst the coaches?
It's been a couple of years, and I don't think we really even understand it too much. And we admit it, and you know, we got some guys that are really smart behind the scenes, some numbers people that just feel it's the right thing, and they sold us on it, so we said let's do it. I mean, it wasn't hard to sell us, because again, it's not that, you know, when you look at the NPI and you look at the pairwise,
the same
RPI,
teams made the tournament.
It's like, honestly, like I look at it and they said there's going to be, you know, the odd time where there could be somebody that shouldn't make the tournament that does, this will probably offset that a little bit. So there was no pushback.
What are you expecting out of St. Cloud State tonight?
Well, I mean, a good hockey team. I mean, we won 7-2 against them in the last 10 games, so we got our backs against the wall, and let's play some hockey, and let's do a good job.
How important is it to be back in this building and have this building be completely open after what happened this summer?
Well, it's nice, and, I mean, they worked hard to get this place open. I mean, that roof was... I mean,
gone.
Yeah, it was gone. It was gone. So good call. I mean, I learned a lot about the roof this summer, which I never realized. But it looks like we're in pretty darn good shape right there, and that's a testament to, you know, Krause Anderson, you know, the city, and the people here at the Sanford Center, and just everybody who's involved in making this the greatest hockey rink, greatest building in northern Minnesota.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerruturi, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next here on the Beaver Radio Network.